Well, what the Clinton campaign is doing here is really echoing some of the concerns that I'm hearing from some of my sources in the security research community, which is that the Russian government is using...
You say your sources, nonpartisan sources?
Yeah, I would say that's a fair thing to say. That you have a foreign government that is using WikiLeaks as a tool, some would say a weapon to influence public opinion. Now, what influence the U.S. election means, what influence public opinion means, that doesn't necessarily mean help Donald Trump win. It might just mean sow uncertainty, sow discord.
When you look at what the Russians have been doing, or allegedly have been doing, and then you hear the U.S. for the first time sort of naming and shaming the Russians in a very public way, much more than any U.S. officials have ever done from the Chinese, do you get the sense from your sources that they have it buttoned up pretty tight? They have incontrovertible proof that the Russians are behind this?
Certainly in the case of the DNC hack, that is the case. They have not made a public attribution with regards to the theft of Mr. Podesta's emails. And they're very, very careful before they say this is who it is.
How closely aligned are Julian Assange and the Russian intelligence services?
That's a really, really good question. We don't know. The interesting thing about WikiLeaks is to talk about WikiLeaks is to talk about Julian Assange. It's a very, very small organization. He will claim hundreds of volunteers working for him, but in fact, it looks like it's a one-man shop. And he's not very clear about where he gets his documents, how he vets them, where they're coming from.
Well, into that point, we have not heard the Clinton campaign confirm or deny the John Podesta emails. So we don't know if it's Julian Assange in the bottom of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, sort of adding in a little color here and there, or if it's a true recitation of private emails.
I mean, you're getting at the heart of this issue, which is, are these emails authentic or have they been doctored in some way? And with no insight into how he vets his documents, there's really no way to know that.
Sufficing to say, there's a lot in these emails that aren't being made a big deal.
I think they're being reported on, and I think you are seeing individual stories on content of the emails, but it's really incumbent upon the candidate himself to raise it to the level of a campaign issue.